Well, today, December 29th, is the feast day of the great martyr and bishop, Thomas à Becket. In fact, T.S. Eliot wrote a very famous play called Murder in the Cathedral. You might want to read that. Or there's also an excellent movie about the life of Thomas à Becket. It's called Becket. So hopefully you can get a chance to watch that maybe during this holiday season and learn more about this, the most illustrious martyr in all of England's history. So Thomas à Becket was born in London in 1117 into a very wealthy family. He was educated in Paris, studied law in Bologna, Italy, and then after his studies returned to England and became a deacon under the household of the Archbishop of Canterbury. He was then did many diplomatic missions for the Archbishop of Canterbury. As you know, Canterbury is one of the great dioceses in all of England, and he came to the attention of King Henry II, who appointed him the Chancellor of England. You may remember that 300 years later, Thomas More would be appointed Chancellor of England by Henry VIII. There's a very similar relationship between you have Thomas à Becket and Henry II, and Thomas More and Henry VIII. Very similar situation. Well, Thomas à Becket had always been a very good man, a very devout and moral man, but he was very extravagant. He lived in a very wealthy manner. His lifestyle rivaled that of the king, with a great excess in splendor and in worldly possessions. And of course, he was very loyal to King Henry II. So when the Archbishop of Canterbury died, King Henry II wanted his friend, Thomas à Becket, to become the next Archbishop of Canterbury. As he was a priest, he was a deacon. And so now he asked him if he could name him the Archbishop, and Thomas was very reluctant. He says, if you do it, you'll regret it. But he did it anyway. And the moment he was elected Archbishop and chosen as Archbishop, he was a changed man. His piety, his devotion, his austerity of life began to shine through. He got rid of all his material possessions and lived a very saintly and very holy and ascetical penitential life. And more, he became in contact and conflict with Henry II over some of these issues of church and state. Henry was trying to interfere with church matters. Thomas was defending the rights of the church, and pretty soon it became so difficult that Thomas knew his life was in danger, and so he fled to France, and he was in France in exile for 7 years. And eventually the relationship seemed to improve, and so Thomas went back to Canterbury, and not long after that, the king was speaking to some of his soldiers, and some of the soldiers overheard him say, "Who will rid me of this troublesome cleric?" Well, some of the soldiers took that as an indication that Henry wanted Thomas gotten rid of. And even though he did not say that himself, these soldiers took it upon themselves to think, well, if we got rid of Thomas, then we would get in good with the king. And so on the night of December 29th, the Archbishop Thomas à Becket was praying Vespers in his own cathedral with a group of priests and brothers. The brothers and priests knew that Thomas's life was in danger, and he had even told the Archbishop, lock the doors of the church, barricade the doors. And he said to them, and I quote, if I can find the quote, "I am ready to die for the name of Jesus and defense of the church." The soldiers broke into the cathedral, came in, and there he was massacred, he was martyred, killed by the sword in his own cathedral while praying Vespers. If you go to Canterbury today on a tour of some of the Catholic shrines of England, to the left of the altar is the beautiful shrine of Our Blessed Mother, Our Lady's altar, and that's where he was martyred. And if you go there, you can see there's a red cross marking the spot where he shed his blood for the faith. Well, when the king heard about this, of course, he was very shocked. All of England was shocked, and immediately Canterbury became a place of pilgrimage to the place of martyrdom of Thomas à Becket. Miracles took place at his tomb, and it became a really renewal of the Catholic Church in England. The Pope, of course, excommunicated or put an interdict on Henry II for his role in the martyrdom of the Archbishop. 2 years later, King Henry did public penance and public confession and was reconciled back into the Catholic faith. And that kept England Catholic for the next 300 years until Henry VIII would finally break with the Catholic Church and start his own Church of England. So really, Thomas à Becket kept England Catholic for about the next 300 years by the sacrifice of his life. I'll give you a blessing now with the relic of Thomas à Becket, the intercession of this saintly bishop and martyr. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.